Welcome to The Grow Show, powered by Steel. On The Grow Show, we share ideas, tips, tactics, and insights to help you grow your landscaping business based on our team's 40 years of experience running a landscaping company and working with other owners and their teams to do the same. New episodes are released weekly on Wednesdays. Here's your host, Marty Grunder.
Morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever the case may be. This is Marty Grunder from Grunder Landscaping Company and The Grow Group. Thanks for downloading The Grow Show, powered by Steel. Today, we're going to talk about mindset and the power of a good mindset and drive. But first, a reminder, you can get the latest edition of The Grow Show delivered to your phone, tablet, or computer by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts. Or you can watch us on YouTube for an enhanced learning experience. The Grow Show is the greatest thing since EB truck beds and trailers. We've switched all of our truck beds and our dump trailers to EB. They are great. I have some photos posted on them in the show notes. Take a look at what they are. They're well-made aluminum beds that are tough. A few lucky members that attend Grow in February in Columbus are going to get to tour the EB manufacturing plant the day before. If you have a minute, check out their website at www.mheby.com. You'll be glad you did. Now on to the Grow Show. Operation mindset. All right, whatever it takes. Mindset and drive, ladies and gentlemen, are key factors for any successful person. I don't know a successful person that doesn't have a great positive mindset and a lot of drive. It really doesn't matter where anyone is on the org chart, drive and mindset are needed. That will separate yourself. Be honest with you, here at Grunder, we're not that concerned about your resume or your educational background. As I have found in my 40 years of business, that it's nice if you have a degree from Michigan State University or the University of Dayton or Notre Dame or Columbia or wherever it is. That's nice. But what really matters is, what have you done? What is your drive? Oh, yeah, I want to make another thing here clear. Be careful of those who talk a big game. It's results that matter, folks. We have a young person at our company that started out here working on the crew, graduated to running the crew. We moved him into another position, and they are just excelling in this current position. And I can't say enough good things about this person, but this is not a person that comes in here and tells you a whole lot about themselves. They don't jump up and down and tell you what they've accomplished that day. They really don't say a whole lot. They just quietly go about their job. And I interact with this person on a daily basis. A lot of our team does. And those of our team that are listening to The Grow Show, they know who I'm talking about. This isn't a person that talks a lot and does a great job. We've got to be careful of that. You know, I have a doctor that I go to, and he is really, really quiet. And he's not that impressive of a guy to talk to, but he is so good, it's crazy. And he has an incredible following because he's a darn good doctor. Just because he doesn't have this electric personality or his lobby doesn't show all his degrees and accolades doesn't mean he's not capable and have excellence and drive mixed in with him. I have a golf coach who I have never seen or heard him brag about anything. I've had to like practically pull things out of him about what he accomplished. But I can tell you, my golf coach, Kevin, is brilliant, all right? It's taken me for a while to get to know him, but I love him for what he knows about golf. He's turning this hack into less of a hack, let's just say, all right? So mindset and drive, it just matters so much. Number two, operationally, whatever it takes is the only mindset to have, ladies and gentlemen. The minute you begin to overthink, overanalyze, or cause delays with this type of thinking, is the minute you begin to cause issues for the schedule, which causes issues for the team and issues for clients. You know, you gotta have a whatever it takes mindset. Prior to us going through the growth we've gone through in the last 3 years, we've tripled the size of the business. We had some very nice, well-intentioned people here, but they were always loading things up with, yeah, but, talking to you about why we couldn't do something. And pretty soon, folks, I began to believe some of that. It's just not true. You have got to take on the mindset that we are going to rip through this work and we are not going to look back. Will it be perfect? No. But progress, P-R-O-G-R-E-S-S, is what matters most, okay? Something I like to always say is, we as leaders have to be great at the things we want our followers to be good at. the things that we want our team to be good at, we've got to be great at. You are always being watched, ladies and gentlemen. 5 years ago, we had a team here that didn't want to do snow. They didn't want to get up in the middle of the night and do it. They didn't like it. They called it a necessary evil. They came up with ideas of other things we could do in the winter, everything about snow. We've gone on to maintain millions of square feet of parking lots with snow because of the mindset that we changed. We talked positively about it. We didn't talk negatively about it. We incentivized people accordingly. We had a mindset that we were going to do whatever it takes to become good at snow and have it be an integral part of our business. And that's exactly what we've done. When a snowstorm comes, we run at those snowstorms. And that kind of mindset, I think, is possible, is what you need to have in place to make things possible, all right? Whatever it takes. Number three is recognize people in your organization when they do this, when they have this kind of mindset. Show them that you see them working effectively and efficiently. Catch them doing things right. You know, it's funny, and I've told some of you this story, so I apologize for repeating it, but it's just such a doggone good story. My partner, Vince Torchia, that you frequently hear from here on The Grow Show, Powered by Steel, about 4 years ago, I think it was, he bought a puppy. And Vince doesn't do anything in a half you know what way. Everything Vince does is he's going to go for it. So Vince didn't just read like one book on how you train a puppy. He read like, I don't know, 5, maybe 10 books on it. It was more than 3. I know that. And he came into work one day and he said to me, he said, you know, Marty, Charlie, my puppy, he said, I've read a bunch of books on puppy training. And what's really interesting about the books, and he said, I'm not trying to compare dogs to people, but it talks about the power of positive reinforcement with a dog and how you will get so much farther by telling them good dog and what they did right than chastising them for what they did wrong. And mindset is something when you find someone and you're working with someone that has a great mindset, you need to tell them that. You need to recognize them in front of everyone else. You need to tell stories to the team about this person and their mindset, what a difference it makes. That's how it goes, folks. All right, and then there's the mindset. And it's this mindset that it takes everyone to do this and constant repetition. Patrick Lencioni, a really good business philosopher and author of several books like, you know, Death by Meeting, The Ideal Team Player. He's got about 7 or 8 books. Honestly, they're the only nonfiction books or the only fiction books. They're parables that I've ever read in my life. They're great. But he talks in his book ad nauseum about the power of a chief reminding officer. And you've got to be that to your team. You know, when I was a young entrepreneur and there were things that were really important to me, I didn't talk enough about them because I thought I was being a nag. And actually, I came to realize that when your team starts mocking you or they can repeat the sayings that you have, that's actually a good thing, all right? Because it means that they're taking in the lessons, all right? You have got to talk about the things that matter the most. And right now at Grunder, nothing matters more than us growing. Our mission statement was changed a few years ago to create opportunity. Our mission is to create opportunities for our team to grow and succeed by enhancing the beauty and value of every client's property while exceeding their expectations every step of the way. It would be one thing if we just had that as a mission statement, but we never accomplished anything. Folks, we have probably 10 people now in the last 3 years that have been promoted to better paying positions with more responsibility because of the work we've done in creating opportunities. The team has grown. And you know, I say this all the time when I teach about organizations. There's 3 types of organizations. There's an organization that's a raging river where everything is just crazy and out of control. There's an organization that's a stagnant pond, which means nobody moves in and out. There's no growth. It's just staying there. And then there's the organization, and this is what you want to have. It's kind of like the babbling brook at Disney World or at a water park, where you're on a nice float, maybe you have your favorite beverage with you, and you're calmly floating down the water and you're making progress. That's what you want your organization to be. People want to be in an organization where there is progress. It can't be out of control, but there has to have this mindset that we need all of you. And if you work hard and you do what you're supposed to do, there's going to be an opportunity open up here that we'll ask you if you're interested in, okay? So the mindset thing, when we're talking about this, it requires everyone. Then the last thing I want to talk to you about, which I kind of alluded to this earlier here in this short edition of The Grow Show Powered by Steel, is that it starts with you. You, the person that's looking at me right here on YouTube, the person that's listening to me here on the podcast and whatever medium you're listening to me on. You got to embody this in all that you do. You have to be the change you want to see. Gandhi said that, and he's so true with what he said. Be the change that you want to be, that you want to see. I mentioned this earlier, but again, it merits being said again. There is no better leadership tactic than to set a good example for others to follow. We can talk about all the other ways you can impress someone and all the ways that you can lead, but when you lead by example, when you are exhibiting the behaviors at a very high level, you're exhibiting the behaviors that you want your team to exhibit, you're exhibiting those yourself, you're setting an example. It says very clearly what's important and what matters most. I heard someone once say that without a vision, the team will perish. That is very, very true. You got to be out front. You got to have a mindset that you want others to have. You got to be positive. You got to be driven. You got to get up each and every day talking about what's important and moving it forward. Remembering, of course, that no one will care as much as you do at times. It can be really, really frustrating, but that's the way it is. And you know what? As we close out this week's edition of The Grow Show, it is truly amazing what you can do with a great mindset and some drive. I graduated from the University of Dayton in 1990 with a degree in business administration. My grade point average was a whopping 2.21. If you would have told me then that I'd be doing what I'm doing now, I don't think I would have believed you. It's through my mindset and my drive, something we all have a potential to unlock, and I'm living proof of this. And I also want to tell you that I have my demons that keep me from always being my best. And things like teaching here on The Grow Show and saying all this stuff out loud are a reminder to me that I've got to work on my mindset. I'm a human, folks. So are you. May this edition of The Grow Show be some inspiration and a reminder for you for the power of mindset. It was a great reminder for me. Ha! Well, that's going to do it for this week's edition of The Grow Show powered by Steel. If you haven't done so already, subscribe to The Grow Show. And if you can, give it a rating or share a comment. That helps more success-minded landscape professionals find us. And if you really want to help us or you really want to help your pal Marty Grunder, take this edition right now and text it to a friend. Share the episode with your team or any landscape pro you know. Thanks for joining us on The Grow Show this week. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Grow Show. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And head to growgroupinc.com for more information and resources to grow your landscaping business. A special thanks to the folks at Steel, whose support makes this podcast possible and whose reliable handheld power equipment makes our jobs easier daily. We'll talk to you next week.